The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Oh, good morning for your Feel Good Friday. Hey, Ari, how are you?
I'm really good, actually. I'm coming off the back of a fresh Gogglebox night.
Oh, you watched it last night?
Yes, I did, actually, with Mum.
Yeah, nice. Is it new episodes? I haven't seen that show. Oh, really? I'll have to tell Emmy. She loves that show.
Oh, does she?
Absolutely loves it. I tolerate it.
It's actually so beautifully done. Like, as in, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you're watching other shows and reviewing them with friends that you sort of know but sort of don't know at the same time. It's weird, but it's good.
Yeah, look, I don't know. Some moments of it I find great.
Mm-hmm.
And then some moments I think, God, get these people off the telly.
Nah, look.
Do you love every character in it, genuinely?
Yes, I do.
Right.
They're all just so different and...
I don't know, that's the point and everything. But it's, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, well, good stuff. I'm glad you enjoyed that. Did you watch with your mum or...?
Yeah, she actually... Because I was sitting on the couch with her, because it got to about 7:40. I'm like, oh, Mum, Gogglebox is on. Do you want to watch? And she's like... Yeah, actually, let's switch that over. And then about halfway through the show, she goes, oh, this is nice that you're home tonight. We're sitting on the couch watching TV together.
Oh, what a sweet moment.
We don't do that very often.
Did you, like, cheers your glasses of wine and everything?
Oh, no, I tried to make her a cup of tea. She didn't want to drink. So I was like, well, I'll just have a little bubbly and that's it.
Yeah, nice. Good stuff. Treat yourself. Hey, it's Friday's Friday and today's Friday's Friday.
It is Friday, so it's Friday.
That's what I mean.
Okay.
Damn. The Novos.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that Feel Good Friday feeling.
All right, Ari, are you a James Bond fan?
No, but I respect the theme song and the kind of like spy gear
element
content.
Of it.
Yeah.
So for a long time, obviously, this is this like series of movies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Been tightly held, the producers, the creators, all that sort of stuff.
Okay.
But they've done this deal, it seems, where they're moving the creative control to Amazon.
Ooh. Now, so what does that mean exactly?
Well, look, the original, I guess, producers or the ones behind the last few big successes,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall.
Yeah.
These are the big ones that have been very successful recently.
Yeah.
That's being sort of shifted over to Amazon MGM Studios.
Ooh, okay.
So... they probably got a bit more money to pump into it, is my guess.
So. Yeah.
Not. It's not like that they're, you know, the people behind James Bond are lacking in money. But this will take it to another level, I guess, because Amazon, well, they're loaded up, let's face it. And this is the sort of thing they would love to have on their archive, to have all the Bond films there.
It's a big name, big get.
It is a big get. Mm. And there is a bit of a, you know, streaming war out there.
Oh, of course there is.
Between all the big companies to get these big series and groups and stuff. Because people, they jump on and go, where can I watch the Bond films? Oh, they're all on Amazon. Stuff it. I'm signing up.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what it comes down to at the end. So I'll be keen to see... if they're, you know, the new studios do it justice when they make the next film.
I want to know who the next James Bond is going
to
be.
Everyone wants to know that. And
biggest news in the world when that's released.
There's no info at this point. They don't even really have, like, a date for a new movie yet. But
I
you
know.
Can be sure if this deal happens, it'll be soon.
I actually have two ideas if MGM and Amazon want to take this on board.
Oh,
I have
yeah.
two candidates.
You'd be thinking, what, Brooklyn Beckham?
Oh, God, you're hilarious. That kid can't do anything. No. I'm talking about...
You could do a cooking show at the same time.
What about Taron Egerton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he would be
Taron?
A good Bond. Did we
Taron?
Anything Kingsman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yes, he'd be really good.
Taron. I think Taron. It's Taron. Yeah, whatever.
I don't know. Whatever.
Great
Mr. Egerton?
Yes.
He's a big edger, I hear.
Okay. And then Miles Teller. I reckon he'd be a good James Bond. He has the potential.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what he looks... What's he in again?
So he's in Top Gun Maverick. He's in Footloose.
I'm just looking at a picture. Oh, he would be good, actually.
Yeah. He's a great actor.
No, you don't think he's serious enough? Is he serious?
Yes,
enough?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah, right. He played Rooster.
Oh, true, true. Mm. Okay, so yeah, you do need that very serious edge to play that.
Mm.
All right, well, yeah, like I said, it'd be interesting to see how all that pans out.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, UFM's First at Five.
Okie dokie, let's get into some of our local news headlines here. So apparently, detectives have now charged three men for their alleged involvement in a staged armed robbery. This is in a bowling club in Newcastle, which police will now allege was an inside job. Now, that's not good. Basically, someone knew someone else and they're like, let's go rob this place.
Well, this is the allegation.
Yes.
Now, it's interesting. It's right near our shop, actually, over at Hamilton North.
Yep.
And
do you know anything about this, Crevo? This is in December.
Yeah, so I met somebody that has, like, worked there, I think, before in the past.
Okay.
And pretty rattled by the whole situation.
Oh,
you know, because it's really intense to have that happen in and around your workplace.
Well, that's right. Well, police were told that two men allegedly carried knives and all dressed in black entered the club at around 4 a.m. So you know that they're already meaning business and they're going to be dangerous. They were further told that the two men assaulted a staff member before stealing cash and electronics.
See, if you, like working at your little bowling club in Hamilton North or anywhere around Newcastle, it's not what you're expecting when you go to work.
You shouldn't be fearing for your life.
You're expecting to see Dale and Chris having a schooner again and, you know, having a chat.
Wiping down the bar.
That's right, having a chat to your friendly neighbours and stuff like that. You're not expecting any of that. So hopefully they can sort out who it is and, you know, give them the appropriate punishment.
That's
right. Is all I'll say.
Investigations are continuing. Moving straight along, though, as well, I think we should talk about the Cessnock show.
Oh, when's that happening?
So that is happening from today.
Wow.
So today and tomorrow we've got the Cessnock show at the showground from 8 a.m. So if you're up early enough, or if you've got nothing to do today or whatever, I reckon you should go along to the Cessnock show.
2 hours and 12 minutes till it kicks off.
Literally.
If you're out that way, why not? What else have you got going on?
Oh, I'm so excited for
this.
It's
all weekend, yeah, obviously.
Well, just Friday and Saturday.
Oh, right. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So there's no Sunday show, but that's okay.
Get out there and enjoy it tomorrow. Mm. I mean, today if you're around, but most people have Saturday off. That sounds like a great event.
Yeah, I agree.
UFM.
The Novos.
Now, I think we like to look at some weird crime stories on this show, and I've got another one for us.
Always interested in dumb criminals.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, two young men, this is over in America, have taken it upon themselves to try and smuggle some drugs into a federal prison in Louisiana. Now, they were arrested. They attempted to smuggle both tobacco and methamphetamine into the Louisiana federal prison with a compressed air cannon. Yeah.
What has happened? What do you mean they've a compressed air cannon?
So this cannon can actually propel items over 350 feet.
Is this like a T-shirt gun? Do you know what that is?
In a way, yeah, I do.
Yeah, at the, like basketball and stuff. Yeah.
It's probably something similar, maybe a bit bigger. I would think they don't have a photo of it or anything online. But, yeah, up to $112,000 of tobacco and up to $89,500 worth of meth over the security fence they attempted to with this cannon. According to a post on, like, one of the federal things.
Sure.
But, yeah, it's very funny because U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is involved in the investigation. So it's gotten, I guess, out of hand,
I would say. I always wonder, in a situation like that, obviously profit and cash is the motive, but who in their right mind would go, oh, I'm going to try and smuggle stuff in to something that's so carefully watched by so many cameras and so many police, they're all just right there and think, oh, shooting a cannon near this prison will be fine. I'll get in no trouble at all.
I'll just walk up to the fence/wall and just go, here you go, Bobby.
And away it goes. Question, though, you say investigations continue, so they haven't caught them. So maybe I'm more wrong about this than I thought.
No, they were arrested.
Oh, eventually arrested,
yeah,
were they?
Yeah, but they're doing more.
Oh, I see.
You know,
trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, apparently, like, with all the drones and stuff, they've been sending them in.
What do you mean?
Like smuggling stuff into prisons using drones.
But they're so loud, actually. Like, you would notice if a drone was coming in.
2 in the morning, you know, I guess. There's other... Or during the day when there's a lot of noise about, you might not.
Just dig a tunnel underneath the prison.
Okay, I'm glad you've sorted that out. There's a solution for you if you're thinking about doing some smuggling.
The Novos.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, so exciting news in our family, because my mum is getting a puppy this weekend.
Yay!
Very, very cool.
Oh, we love puppies!
Yeah, so she's been trying to think of names for it and stuff. We talked a little bit about it behind the scenes.
Yeah, didn't you say that your mum likes to name their dogs after trees, like types of trees?
Correct, yeah.
I think that's gorgeous.
So you, I think it was your suggestion where you said maple?
Yeah, for like the maple trees, yeah.
I think it's in with a chance.
Did you mention it to her?
Yeah, and she's like, "Oh, that's a very nice name."
Oh, that's so Scribo's mum.
Yeah, it's in with a chance. Your name for the puppy.
So you've got Maple in contention. What else is circulating?
Honestly, I can't. She was talking about some other trees and stuff, but I can't remember because I was just excited that your name of Maple might make it. So there you go, Ari.
Great.
Your suggestion, I think it's good. I think it's a good chance to be the one that gets picked.
So just to remind me, what type of dog is it?
This will be a Whippet as well.
Nice.
It's a fan favourite in our family.
It is, actually.
It's got another one that's like had a friend that, you know, sadly passed away.
Oh, no.
So when you've got two dogs, it's better to get two again because they, like, get used to having another dog around.
It's company. It's a friendship.
That's right. So this will be good. And the other ones will get, look, to be honest, it's gotten a bit grumpy. So having another one around will make it happy again.
Hopefully.
Yeah, it will. It will. Makes them young when they, if you get, like, a young dog young. Around an older dog.
Oh, good.
Makes them play and stuff, you know, all the good stuff. So that's very exciting. I'm going to meet it on Saturday when they pick it up. I can't wait.
He or she?
It's a she.
Great. Yeah,
she, so
you're going to bring your Whippet, Molly?
Of course. They'll all play around and it'll be so fun.
Ooh,
cannot wait. Cannot wait.
I love dogs so much.
I know.
What a great story.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now we cross to science.
Oh, look, I love a good science story.
So do I, actually, and I know nothing about science. I'm not good at it. I'm not smart at it, but I like to read about it.
Good at it.
La la la.
I'm not good at it.
I'm good at it. Basically, researchers and scientists are now trying to move into a new, I don't even know if you would call it an organ, but they're trying to create a body part in a lab. So, just a bit of, I guess, understanding here. There are plenty of body parts currently being made and, like, grown in labs.
They're having a go, isn't it? They're not really, I don't think you can use them yet. They do a lot of, like, pig organs and stuff like that.
Yeah, like kidneys as well. Yeah. They're also trying to lab grow meat.
Yeah.
So, like, stuff we can get from supermarkets.
They're really having a go at this because, obviously, if you can do that, you don't need the pig organs and stuff. You can use a lab-grown one and stick it straight in.
Mm.
A lot of the huge demand for this could save a lot of lives.
Absolutely. Well, now they're moving into the space of growing human teeth. How cool!
I've heard about this.
This is so important because the dentist kind of bills and the dentist work that you have to get done is extensive. Wouldn't it be great if we could just go, oh, here's a new tooth.
That's the thing. Mm. So even they're talking about, you know, when you have a, say, a cavity or something.
Yes.
They're now using this, well, they're trying to get this stuff that will regrow that bit of tooth even.
Mm.
So you don't have to, like, get, you know, root canal and all that sort of stuff, which is hideously expensive, painful, time-consuming. It takes months and months because you got to go back and then check it again and then...
It's a nightmare.
It is a nightmare.
Well, they're saying that this could be available in the next 20 years. This is really cool. However, some scientists overseas, they are saying that while the teeth were not perfect in shape or size, the end product of the lab-grown gnashes will closely resemble natural teeth.
Oh,
so they're still working on it.
It's still a work in progress. It's still a bit of an ugly tooth at the moment. Like, you know, one that's obviously seen a hard life.
A hard life.
You know when
too much coffee and ciggies?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, when it's a bit like that maybe. But in the future, I'm sure they can get it right.
Mm.
But if they can bring on these, like, regrowing part of the tooth or whatever, that is going to be huge.
Don't have to worry about fillings anymore.
That's it. If you could just regrow the bit that's had a hole in it, That's game changer. Absolute game changer.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Something you and I saw yesterday, Crevo, on the television. We're like, oh, we've got to talk about this. This is brilliant. So apparently mining billionaire up in Queensland, Clive Palmer, right?
This guy again.
He was the leader of the United Australia Party.
Which was a total flop, by the way. Didn't get one seat.
Exactly. Well, he's now outlined his priorities for his brand new party, and it's called, get this, ready?
I'm ready.
Trumpet of Patriots Party. Could you imagine the opportunities of, like, advertising for that?
Believe me, he'll take them. If you remember last time, it was, like, the largest spend for any political party for its size or something absurd, wasn't it?
Well, that's because he's got his own money to back it in.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I wish he'd give some of it back to those nickel plant workers up in Queensland that he laid off. It was 2016, I think, when that thing went down. And he, you know, he owed so many of the workers that just were like, got cut off.
Wow.
Use your money for that first, please, if you want to get people's popular support.
I don't want to say, like, the big bad G word, greedy, but I feel like he kind of is.
Yeah.
Now, he does claim that this Trumpet of Patriots Party will deliver common sense solutions for the challenges we all face in Australia. Okay, so let me just get into a little bit of detail
here. Sure.
Clive actually said this week that he had joined the largely unknown micro party. So this was already registered in 2011.
Oh, right.
It's been around for, what do I mean, the 14 years now.
So that was, it was just sitting there.
Yep.
And now he went, I'll join that one.
Well, it comes that he's joined this because he was unable to re-register the United Party.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah, it does.
I bet there's so many. Did it say why? Because that always fascinates me. Or they're not, you can't see it in the article.
I can't see it. That's and fine. I haven't looked into it. But I'm sure we'll get some goss on that. We'll look into it later.
No doubt.
But apparently during an interview this week as well with Paul Murray over on Sky News, he said that the driving force for his new political endeavour, I love that, was seeing President Trump's tremendous victory over in the US, as well as revelations from Elon Musk's review into government expenditure. So
take your Trump vibes and nick off.
Yeah.
And pay your workers is all I'll say.
One last thing. He said that his new party will stand for, and I quote, all Trump policies that have been introduced over in the US, claiming it was the way the world is going. So basically, he's just piggybacking off.
He's trying to get a taste of his success.
Basically, he wants to go all full Trump. So he wants to turn Australia into the US, basically.
Use your vote carefully is all I'll say.
New FM. Feel good Friday.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
So, I was on the phone to my boyfriend, Will, yesterday, and he was coming home from the Hunter Valley and, like, dropping his dad off.
Nice.
All that type of thing, because I had a father-son. That's the one. They were golfing over at Pacolbin, so the golf course, I think near Ridges or something there. Anyway, so they had a great time. However, he was telling me about, like, the events of the day and whatever. They got in the golf cart that they hired, set it all up, went to take off, foot to the floor, dead.
Oh, what's happened?
Yep. So the golf cart didn't work. I'm like, did you get another one? He goes, no.
Wait, so how far away were they from the clubhouse?
I don't know.
Had they just left or were they, like, already on the 18th or something?
No. They weren't even on, like, the proper course yet. Like, they were gearing up to go and start.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
Just, it was flat. I'm like, well, that's
there
not
you
great.
Go. That's
great
less than ideal, yeah. So
but
they just
then,
walked it, did they?
I'm pretty sure. He didn't say anything else, but I'm pretty sure they walked it. But that's fine. Fit
yeah,
men.
I guess so.
And then apparently throughout the game, they kept losing, like, their golf balls. So they were left with, like, one at the end of, like, the 17th hole.
I don't know about golf. Do you have to hand them all back or what's the situation?
I don't know how it works. But I was like, where did you lose them? It's like, oh, some of them were in the bush. Some of them... Well, most of them in the water.
I think there's people that go in. I always see it on YouTube. People that go in the ponds at golf courses with a little diving setup and get all your golf balls out.
That would make a lot of sense.
That's probably what they're doing. They should go after they've been, by the sounds of it.
Yeah.
And make a fortune.
Will and his dad.
Yeah.
And then, look, at the end of it, he was so exhausted last night and he's like begging me. He goes, please. do not let me do back-to-back golf days ever again. I'm like, why? Because he went, like, golfing yesterday, the day before.
He's right into it now, isn't he?
Hours he's doing on these golf courses. And I'm like, it's because he spent hours and hours each day on these damn golf courses. And he's just like, yeah. But he goes, don't worry. Like, I'll go to the driving range after a full days of golf. That's fine. But I can't do the full days back-to-back.
Oh, Ari.
I'm like, okay.
What are you going to do?
Either need to
take up golf or get him to stop somehow.
Oh, no.
They're your only two options.
I've told him before, I'm only going if there's something in it for me.
Yeah, what? Like some,
I'm not golfing.
Some booze or something.
I'm not coordinated.
Not enough.
New FM.
The Novos.
Day before yesterday, I'm driving through Broadmeadow.
Yep.
And just near like where Shindigs is and stuff like that. That big intersection, massive intersection.
Yeah, the main road and all that. Yep.
There's a little bit of traffic. So I'm just sort of sitting there waiting my turn at the intersection. I look across to my right. And there is a Toyota Kluger.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah, nice car.
Nice enough car. I'm sort of behind it. And above it, they've gotten a badge in the same writing as Kluger. Mm. You know, the sort of plastic badge that goes on.
Yep.
And it says Freddy. So it is Freddy Kluger. And of course, it tickles my funny bone.
Because Freddy Krueger, that's a horror movie character,
Horror movie character, mm-hmm. Freddy Krueger. Mm-hmm. This is Freddy Kluger.
Fun.
I loved it. I thought, how good is that?
Someone having a good time with their car.
Yeah, and sometimes you get a car and it's got a bit of character to it.
Yeah.
So you give it a name.
Oh, you got to.
And I just absolutely love that.
Mm.
And this is what I wanted to do. 4967-4105. Have you named your car?
Now, this is a good question for you, Crevo.
Yes.
Now, you've just got a new van.
I have.
Have you named it?
I've got a couple of ideas in mind.
Okay.
Dick Van Dyke. What? You know, off the famous actor.
Yeah, I know Dick Van Dyke. Yeah.
Well, because it's a van.
Oh!
The other idea I have is Van Gogh. But
oh, that's a good one.
These are my two at this point. I'm tossing up between them, but I'm open to other suggestions as well.
Okay, I've got a suggestion.
Okay.
I don't know if you'll go with it, but there's a reason behind it. So because the van is quite large and it's white and it's stocky and all that type of thing, I thought you could go with Big Brucey because, like, Bruce the shark out of Finding Nemo
is a great
white shark.
Yeah.
He's a great white van, Big Brucey.
Not bad.
And when you're, like, pulling up and, like, you're tailgating someone or whatever, you're like, here's Brucey.
I do not tailgate, by the way.
Okay, well.
But, yeah, just in case I do, I can say that.
You can. You're out the window.
Okay, not too bad. So there we go. There's a couple of ideas going for the van.
Mm-hmm.
What about you? You've got a little Hyundai, was it i30 or something?
Yeah, a little 2011 model. It's really good car.
Yeah.
And now, I've had a Getz in the past as well. I don't remember what I called that little one.
The Getz, yeah.
Yeah, I did have a name for it when I first got it at 16. But my car now, I always refer to it as she as well.
So sure.
Like, oh, got a washer.
Got to take care of her.
Yeah, all that type of thing. So I think I did name her a couple of years ago, Betsy.
Betsy. Oh, that's good.
That's it, because she's like me. She's little. She's got great character. She's got big girl energy. And, you know, Betsy's a fun name.
That is a fun name. Yeah. Okay, so Betsy the
i30.
Van Gogh, possibly the van, or maybe Big Bruce. Freddy Kluger.
Yeah.
What's your car called? Or maybe it was one you had in the past and you had a good reason for it. What did you name your car? Or maybe like family or friends who have done it, you know. Because sometimes they're great names. You think that is perfect for that car.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's start in Fletcher with Nick. What did you name your car?
So our car's named Virgil.
Virgil?
Yeah, so the plate used to be VRG before we changed it from Queensland to New South Wales, so it sort of makes sense, but now they're different plates and we still call it Virgil.
Oh, that's a bit of fun. And what sort of car is it?
Toyota Corolla.
Nice.
That's actually a suiting name for that, I will say.
I like it.
Yeah, not bad at all. All right, Debbie in Raymond Terrace. Good morning. What did you name your car?
Well, when I got her, I got her off a work friend, and her son had called her Rhonda, so she's a Honda.
Oh,
Rhonda the Honda. That's a bit of fun. Have you kept that name, or did you get rid of it?
My word. And you could call your van the Dame after Dame Edna, because she's a transit van.
Oh, that's a bit of fun. If it was a transit van, that's a possibility.
Oh, I love the creativity.
So do I.
Okay, wrapping it up in Maitland. Hey, Pete, what'd you name your car?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Great.
I've got another one for your Crevo, Halen.
Halen?
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
Van Halen.
Oh, that is good. I love it. I was saying, you've got a name for your car as well?
I have, because the work Eugene the Ute.
That's super cute.
It kind of sounds like a term of endearment as well.
I know.
How are you doing this morning, Eugene?
You ready to get out and do some work today?
Yeah, like kind of tap it on the steering wheel. Come on, Eugene, get up that hill, buddy. You can do it.
Let's go. We're going to do it together.
105.3 New FM.
It's the Novos. Name 5.
All right, let's go. This is the Novo's Name 5. A quick recap. You have 10 seconds on the clock to name 5 things related to the category that we give you.
Yeah, very simple, if you can do it.
Mm.
Sometimes the buzzer, though, and the ticking time behind you.
Yeah, it gets a little bit nervous.
It throws people off. That's it. So, shall we meet our contestant for today?
Yeah, I think we should go to Adamstown Heights. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. What are you up to for your Feel Good Friday?
Taking kids to school.
Oh, bless you.
Of course. Yeah. What about this weekend? You got anything planned?
No, which is actually nice.
Okay,
a relaxing weekend.
Yeah. Do you reckon you'll get any Netflix in?
I hope so.
Squeeze a little in. That's it. All right. Bit of Netflix and chill.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I get it.
She loved it.
Jenny,
all right, Jenny.
Absolutely loved it.
You know how the game works, Jenny?
Yes. I've heard it before.
Yeah. Okay. Good stuff.
Well, maybe we should just jump straight into it.
I think so.
Are you ready?
Yep. 10-second timer ready. You've got to name 5 things from the category Ari gives you.
Okay.
Jenny from Adamstown Heights. Here we go.
Jenny. Name 5 Aussie animals. Go.
Kangaroo, koala, platypus, echidna, kookaburra.
Oh my God.
I think that
was the record.
Wow. That
two
was 3 seconds?
Yeah, 2.8 seconds.
Wow.
I feel like I've read a lot of kids' books. I feel like that was the category for me.
Australiana books. Yeah.
You couldn't have been better primed and prepared. Well done, Jenny. You got yourself 2 tickets to go to Reading Cinemas Charlestown to the Gold Lounge. Enjoy that.
Awesome. Thank you. Now I have plans for the weekend.
There you go.
I love it. Leave the kids at home.
Oh, that I need to start making them harder.
Yeah, I agree.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Of course, Mudeng the Hippo was the viral sensation of 2024.
She certainly was.
A little fat hippo from Thailand who just, it was so cute. Everybody loved her. All the celebs were going mad, right?
Mm.
There were songs written about her as well.
Mm-hmm.
But now things have changed. For this year, it seems that the, I guess, viral animal of the year is going to be a plump beaver from Chicago.
Chicago.
Now, it just needs a name, though, because it doesn't have a name yet. So it's been caught on this, an environmental non-profit called Urban Rivers has like little trail cams out at night to see like what little animals are running around the rivers of Chicago.
Very sweet.
And this little hippo is very, very hippo. This little beaver, very, very plump and just doing really well.
Okay,
right?
Well, obviously.
Yeah, very healthy, is making little dams and stuff as they do, and just being very successful.
Great.
So this environmental group has said it's great to see beavers of various sizes. Yes, this one is very healthy. It's exciting to watch.
Yes.
So they are looking for a name. A lot of people have been weighing in with their suggestions already.
I love it.
Some pretty average, to be honest.
Oh.
So I thought I don't know.
Trevor.
Exactly. Okay, something like that. So I thought, why don't we come up with some better names?
Okay. Yeah, I've got some.
Okay. What have you got for us to kick it off?
All right. So first and foremost, something easy. Chubbs.
Chubbs. So cute.
Yeah, yeah. Or something a little bit different. How about Dumplin'?
Dumpling. Oh, you know what? The shape of the beaver does look like very plump, a little dumpling.
Yeah.
I have a pork and chive, thanks.
Okay. Now, this one's got to be my favourite, right?
Sure.
Donk.
Donk.
Short for, look at that, badonkadonk, you know?
That's cute. I love it.
Donk. Yeah.
That's a good one. I've got a couple that I've come up with.
Okay.
So I thought perhaps we could have, first of all, Justin Timber in a lake. Right, because beavers, obviously, they're getting the wood and putting it in a lake to make a dam.
Well, there you go. Keep the water in.
Exactly. So that was my first
Timber
idea.
In a lake.
Next one I had was Damuel Jackson.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfuckers.
There we go. Snakes on a plane.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Next I had Timber Allen, which
Tim,
I thought.
Timber Allen?
Like from Tim Allen.
Who's that?
Oh, you know the actor.
Hey, Tim Allen.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the first time I've gone, what, when you said an actor's name. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. And then finally, I had Justin Beaver, I thought could be quite good as well. Just to wrap things up.
Okay, I love these. These are great.
I mean, we could take your pick, really, from any of those. Justin Bieber, probably my favourite, though.
Yeah, interesting. I liked the Timber in a lake.
That suited you. Well, take your pick. Either one will be good.
Damn! The Novos. The Novos. New FM. Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
When I used to live down in Canberra, obviously there's an IKEA down there.
That's right.
Look, I loved going to IKEA all the time. You walk through, it's like walking through like different parts of your house, and it's just a lot of fun. Anyway, the most impressive part of IKEA, though, was also the food court, right? People were going for their meatballs, all that type of thing.
I forgot about that. Yeah, it's massive.
Well, apparently some expats from like Canada and stuff like that who are now living in Queensland have had their minds blown because they went for a $2 and at least a $5 large breakfast at IKEA in Queensland.
Wait, so they've gone a $2 large and a $5 large.
$2 small breakfast and a $5 large breakfast.
That's very cheap, isn't it?
Extremely. So, like, they're coming to Australia going, oh, yeah, it's
everything's
expensive,
so expensive
over here. Go to IKEA. What is this voodoo? But I didn't even know that their breakfast menu was that cheap.
Well, they've got the IKEA. Do they have the IKEA showroom? Is that built yet? Or are they still building it over at near Costco and all that?
No, it's not being built, I don't think. Is it being built?
I thought it's just a showroom, like where you can just get your orders delivered to and stuff.
There's nothing of the kind. Nope. It's just Costco still.
Yeah, right. Click
it's
up,
boring.
Click and collect point in. Yeah, I know they were trying to build it, but
right.
Just like a. A collection point.
Right, okay. But yeah. This is what I mean. I mean, like, if you go to any cafe and you order a meal of scrambled eggs, beans and snags, or the large meal with added bacon, hash browns, mushrooms and whatever, it's going to set you back like $30.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
At least.
$2? Wow.
I mean, look, there's been such a long chat about bringing IKEA here.
We need it.
I know. It's obviously hugely popular.
And, like, with IKEA's furniture as well. This is not an ad for them, by the way.
No, not
but
at all.
But, like, yeah. IKEA's furniture and, like, setup is perfect for small apartments and units in Newcastle.
So here we go. Last year, 19 Nelson Road, Cardiff, IKEA collection point was set up.
Interesting.
So it's just like where you can get your delivery sent to, basically, like one spot.
Including my scrambled eggs and my snacks?
They do not do the breakfast delivery.
That's all I want.
I'm so sorry, Ari.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
There's a company called Shopo, which is mostly women's fashion online retailer from Australia.
Yeah, pretty well known, yeah.
Yeah, so the lady who started it is called Jane Liu. Mm-hmm. She's 38 years of age, and she just put out this TikTok the other day poking a bit of fun at the fact that even though she runs Shopo, which is a $100 million brand, fashion brand,
yep.
Her husband, and I think I'm pronouncing this right, James Waldie, mm-hmm. who's the CFO of the company, so he's well and truly involved, doesn't really feel the need to dress up. In fact, there's so many pictures of him all around in the most casual clothes you've ever seen. So she's in like these beautiful designer outfits, that sort of stuff, always looking extremely fashionable. The most fashionable he'll go is shorts and a black t-shirt. That is his go-to. Even on their wedding, he didn't wear a tie.
Oh.
He just had the top couple of buttons undone and like his hair done back in a bit of a bun, man bun. Well, this got us talking about there's obviously in that relationship there's a more effort and less effort when it comes to the fashion.
Oh, yeah. Pretty clear as day.
That's right. And some people just refuse to dress up. So what I wanted to do here, 4967-4105, does your partner refuse to dress up?
Oh,
or is it like a less effort, more effort situation? Like they're always in the board shorts and you're like, we're going to a nice restaurant. You need to change that. I reckon my parents are a bit of that.
Oh, like, so your dad is a lazy dresser?
Yeah, just way more casual. So if left to his own devices, mm-hmm. it'd be so casual all the time. So sometimes they're going somewhere nice, my mum will be like, you can't wear that. It's not like fancy enough.
Mm.
4967-4105. Does your partner refuse to dress up?
I think that's me in my relationship half the time.
You're the one who refuses to?
No, I'm just a lazier dresser, I reckon.
Right, more
yeah.
casual, more yeah. casual. In Dungog, Rodney, is it you or your partner?
So I'm the one who likes to dress up, my partner don't.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, interesting.
So, tell us about it.
So every Halloween, I like to get dressed up, whether it's Pennywise or any, like, scary creature and that to scare kids.
Yeah.
My kids love it. She hates it. She won't come near me, but she'll sit from a distance and watch. And I'll even hold the bowl and, like, I've made a box where I'll sit on the box and the kids will come up. Oh. And as soon as they go to grab the candy, I'll scare them.
Oh,
and
my God.
She'll, like, sits back. She won't come walking with me with the kids to go trick-or-treating, nothing.
None of that.
Oh, you know what? It's because Rodney's wife is scared of him.
It sounds like it might well be.
Dress up like a horror character. Of course you're not going to go near the Texas Chainsaw Massacre man, are you?
Wouldn't have thought so. Let's go to two.
Raymond Terrace. Michelle, good morning. Is it you or your partner not dressing up?
It's my husband.
Okay, what's going on? Tell us.
His idea of dressing up is rugby shorts and t-shirts with holes in it.
But are they at least the good rugby shorts, his best ones, or?
Oh, the night shorts.
Yeah, okay, that's all right, that nights. Passes, yeah.
No, my daughter's getting married in the middle of the year, and he can't understand why he's got to wear a suit.
He just wants to show up in his rugby shorts.
He doesn't even understand why. I've got to buy a new dress.
Oh, God. It's your own flesh and blood's wedding, right?
You know what? I think I know why he's always wearing those shorts.
What is that?
Have you seen rugby league shorts? It shows off the booty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He loves it.
He does have a good set of pins.
Well done, Michelle.
Michelle loves it. That's why she's stuck with him all this time, right?
That's why she's still married to him, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm. All right, in Toronto, Shaz, what's your story?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hello.
Well, I've got an ex-husband that doesn't matter where we go, buddy. I'm not kidding. If he got married again, if he was buried, he'd have to be all in his Parramatta gear. I mean, head to toe. Not joking. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, he's got a different Parramatta shirt and outfit, I reckon, for 10-day period.
Oh, right, the official
before mascot. He has to wash them.
Oh, my
you
God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Shaz, when you did get married, was he in his Parramatta gear?
No, because he was really young then. You know, when you're 26 and dumb, you wear a black suit, don't you?
He did exactly what you told him to, and then he started exactly moving away from that, and that's why you dropped him, didn't you, Shaz?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, Shaz.
Shaz understands it.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
Haven't done this for a while, but here's a little bit of Elon Musk news.
Oh, here we go. Tell me.
He's just absolutely lost his mind.
Over what?
So, somebody who used to work on the International Space Station.
Okay.
Right? One of the commanders, actually.
Oh, wow.
Called him out on a lie on Twitter. Right?
Okay.
And said, oh, you've lied here or whatever, and, like, had the screenshot proof.
Oh, my God.
He then has pretty much straight away said, like, called for getting the space station brought back to Earth. He said it should be deorbited as soon as possible.
What?
He's such a sore loser. Like, he can't take it when anyone criticizes him.
Right.
He's so quick to react. It was almost straight away. He said, oh, we should get rid of the space station.
Just blow it up in space.
Well, he said deorbited. What does that mean? I don't know.
Well, deorbited means, like, push it into the ether, basically.
No, they'd bring it back to Earth, for sure.
Oh.
Usually something like that, they just crash it down.
Oh, okay.
But come on. Like, surely you can take on your own platform somebody's called you out on something, just take it on the chin and move on.
Yeah, make something better.
If you need to. Anyway, classic Elon, that is.
Just send some tradies up there and, you know, make it bigger and prettier.
But, yeah, sure.
Make it pink.
That's what you reckon they should do?
Get a bar card in there.
Now you're talking.
Now you're talking. Yeah, and a fluffy pillow.
I don't think they allow alcohol in there of any kind, to be honest.
Well, some nice bedding then.
Yeah, there we go. A nice fluffy pillow in Ari's words.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
So, Crevo, I've started to, I guess, build a little checklist for myself because this year I'm hoping to, it doesn't matter when, but in the future this year, hoping to move in with my boyfriend, Will. We've talked about it and we're kind of discussing what we would prefer, like our preferences when we go and hunt for said houses or apartments or whatever.
So you're going to go for like some sort of mansion, right? Yes, I can imagine you two. You're very like flashy people, fancy people, elegant, stylish.
Yeah, stylish.
I can imagine you guys each day you come out, you know, in your gowns and greet the world. From your mansion.
I'm not making that much of an effort for life, Credo. You see what I wear every day and what I look like. Ain't no gowns here, man. Anyway, so
I don't want to crack the facade for the listener.
Oh yes, I'm, you know, a 10-foot goddess.
10-foot,
like
so
with
tall.
With gold, like dripping in gold, and you know, have my hair done every day.
You tower over NBA basketball players.
Yes. Yes, my ego has made me that tall.
Okay,
yes.
Fair enough. So, you're looking for a house,
or
a
something
mansion.
Like, just yeah. like renting and stuff. We're sure. not at that stage of our lives yet where we're buying or anything.
Yeah, but you're on the doing a house hunt, which is so exciting still.
And now, I wanted to stay like kind of in Newcastle, like Macquarie area, right? So not too far up in the Hunter, but I also need to be, I guess, within a 20-minute radius to my parents' house because... You know,
you want to be able to see them.
Yeah, well, that's right. And look.
Get your laundry done.
No, Will can do that. He's like, he's the avid laundry doer, so he can do my laundry. We've already planned our life.
Duck home and get snacks out of the pantry.
I'll cook. He does the washing.
Okay, good plan.
Done.
All right, so what are you thinking for this house?
Okay, now he doesn't know all of this checklist.
Nah,
but
matter.
He'll find out when I make him listen to this break. So
you're the boss, let's face it.
Okay. First and foremost, this is the most important thing on my house hunt checklist.
Yeah.
Must have two bathrooms. Has to.
Okay.
Two bathrooms, two toilets.
Sounds fancy.
Now, living with a male means you have to share a toilet, right? This becomes harder because, you know, they're in there for a longer time.
Well, here's a top tip.
Yes.
You can just go at a different time. You don't have to be on there. You don't have to be in there sharing at the same time.
Well, what if I'm busting? I need
to go. That's true.
Now, I'll tell you this. I say this because I have grown up in a household with two males, right?
Right.
And when we were growing up, we had one toilet. The new house that we moved into had two, and it made life so much easier.
A lot better. Okay.
Yeah.
Two toilets minimum. Got
However,
it.
I also need two bathrooms, so we have one each, because I have a lot of products that I put in my bathroom sink. Okay, there's just no room for his.
Oh, my God.
Plus,
I know
speaking
what you mean.
Of, I need storage space, like an area for people to stay, but... Also, a place where we can put all of our like leftover
treasure.
Clothes and whatever right. in the spare wardrobe, right?
Spare room.
Yeah, spare room.
Spare junk room.
Yeah, basically. So we need a two-bedder. That would be fantastic.
Minimum, right?
Yes. A pantry. Like just for my snacks.
So there'll be a regular kitchen pantry.
Yes.
And then a snack pantry. So you need...
Yes, I'll be locking it.
Two bedrooms, two bathrooms, two snack rooms.
Yeah.
That's what you're after.
That's right. Also, now this is a non-negotiable.
Right.
I mean, it could be. Depends on the place. I would like a built-in wine rack with space for a neighbouring bar cart.
Okay.
Because I'm buying a bar cart from your shop.
Well, I appreciate that.
Mm.
You don't need... Wine racks can be purchased as well. You don't need built-in.
Okay, well...
Just
we'll
a place for one. Okay. A place for one at minimum.
That would be fantastic. But I need space for the two.
For the Prosecco.
And last but not least, this is going to be a little bit of a dream, but I'm just going to put it out there.
Okay.
I'm being motivated with this. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
A neighbouring paddock for my future horse stables.
I love it.
I will have a ranch.
You will.
Yeah.
And we'll call it Ari Stone Ranch, and it's going to be magnificent.
The Novo's Guide to the Weekend. Finding new fun stuff to do around the Hunter.
All right, I always say the weekend starts on Friday.
It certainly does.
Tool's down. Mm-hmm. You can knock off now if you want. Crevo said it's fine. So for tonight, or today rather, Cessnock Show, you mentioned earlier in our show, is around until tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Kicks off, it's already started,
yep,
8 o'clock.
Started now.
And then, of course, tonight, very important, the Newcastle Jets versus Brisbane Roar, McDonald Jones Stadium, 7:30 start. And, boy, we need to have this win, don't
we? Yeah, we certainly do. We won last week.
That's right.
We need to keep it going.
That's right. We're in a bit of a roll, and I have a good feeling about the Jets. So, come on, guys, let's get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tomorrow, Kate Miller-Heidke is on Civic Theatre, Newcastle, 7:30. There's still, I had a bit of a look at the seating plan.
Yes.
There's still a good bit of tickets around, probably about 40 to 50 left. Mm-hmm. Not the best in front, but they're not too bad. They're on that lower level, you know, the underneath sort of thing.
Mm.
Then how about this for a change of pace? At Chelmsford Hotel in Currycurry, the Mullet Fest heats.
Oh, yes.
Now, that would be a cultural night, wouldn't it?
We have a lot of mullets in our town.
You know, fine wine, good food and mullets. What more do you want? Then Arj Barker is out at Maitland Town Hall. There's only a few tickets left. Last count was about a dozen.
Okay.
So if you're wanting to go see Arj, that's a, you know, getting quick is my advice. It certainly is. And then I'm not sure what this one is, but maybe you know, Ari.
Okay.
Bad Boys Afloat. That kicks off from Queens Wharf Ferry Terminal, 8 p.m.
So hot strippers on a boat?
I don't know. Maybe.
Dancers.
Do a bit
strippers.
Of gurgling, I guess.
Male entertainers.
Yeah, probably is. Mm. And then Sunday, the Goo Goo Dolls and Thirsty Merc at Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
If you're into that. What a great night having those two. Special guest Thirsty Merc, of course. 8 p.m. that starts at Broadmeadow. And I've checked into that. There are a good amount of tickets still. So if you've been considering it, I'd purchase now because there'll be, you know, today and tomorrow, people will sort of get in and buy the rest of them, I reckon.
Probably.
There's plenty around and, of course, more on our website, on our Facebook page as well, with our What's On guide. Enjoy our awesome city this weekend.
And Newcastle and the Jets have the advantage.
New FM's best seats in the house.
Ari, one of my favourite parts of this job is giving away prizes because, you know, it's not our money paying for them and someone gets to win something, right?
That's right. And, of course, it's got to be all about our local sporting heroes.
It certainly does. The Jets, every time they play at home, we give away the actual best seats in the house.
Right on the sideline, right next to the players at the game.
That's right. And it's a comfy sofa as well. You can practically smell the players.
As I always say.
Which you'd want to do because you know they have a lovely musk about them.
Yes, they work hard so you can smell that on them.
So let's get our, contestant up who's entered for this.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Dylan.
G'day, how you going?
Very really good. Very good. Now, Dylan, are you a big soccer/Jets fan?
Yes, I am. I've been playing soccer since I was about 6 years old. Been watching it for about just as long as well.
Yeah, wow. And he's still playing?
Yeah. So I play for Warners Bay. It's just like a community grassroots soccer. So I watch the Jets play.
Up the Bay, boys.
Nice. And what's your current age? You've been playing since you're six. Mm-hmm. Are you 7 or 8 now?
Yeah, about that.
That I shall not reveal.
Hey, so that's all right. A gentleman never has to reveal their age, as they always say. Of course, the Jets, you know, we're doing quite well, actually, which is good.
Yeah.
So it'll be exciting to see this next game at home. And great news, you have the best seats in the house. Well done, Dylan.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Who's coming along with you?
Some of the Bay Boys?
No, so I work in disability support. So I'm going to take a few clients. I'm sure they'd love to watch it. So.
Oh, that's you're a good man, Dylan. I'm sure.
You're the people.
You're great.
You are great. Congratulations. Those tickets are all yours. Enjoy the best seats in the house. Our latest local winner, Dylan, here at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
Okay, so if you are someone who likes snow, you like to ski a little or maybe snowboard a little, all the above.
Yeah, sure.
Guess what? Apparently, Sydney Siders, which also means it's good for us because we can just go down the M1. In Western Sydney, construction is set to soon begin on the Sydney Ski Lodge. Yeah, that's right. So, anyway, so this is going to be Australia's first indoor snow resort, due to start very soon.
Is this like one of those ones that they have in, you know, Saudi Arabia or something?
I guess so.
In the big malls there where you can...
Oh, it's on its own, like, thing. It's not
yeah.
in a mall.
Yeah, but it's a big slope and they've got, you know, the snow machines and everything.
Well, quite possibly. The Snow Sports Centre is on track to open up in Penrith in the western suburbs in 2028. So it's going to take over what is currently a horse paddock, Vale, located within Penrith's Riverlink Tourism Precinct.
Wow. So it'll be huge, won't it?
Absolutely. Winter Sports World. Hang on, I think that's what it's called. Winter Sports World?
Yeah, you'd be able to ski year round. So
yeah.
Even in the summer.
Access.
Wow.
With snow sports and mountain fun, complete with mountainside cafes, which is needed, a 300 metre advanced open ski run,
wow.
a competition venue, and a 170 room hotel. So you can come and stay.
Stay there, do a bit of skiing, have a bit of fun. Question, have you ever seen snow?
Once in my life. That was in Tasmania during winter.
Was it like a big drift or...?
It was thick.
It was thick?
Yeah, it wasn't like powdery
like
or anything.
I like it thick.
Yeah, with three sleuths. anyway, it wasn't like... You couldn't ski or snow on it.
But, Were you able to build a snowman?
I think I tried. I tried to make like little snowballs and throw it at my mum, but it didn't really work.
How did she react? Did she throw
She's
one
like,
back?
She's like, yeah, nice try.
Nice reach try. Your mum's so sassy like that.
She is.
So, obviously, they've got the land.
Yep.
They've got the approval. Mm-hmm. Now it just comes down to building it, which how hard could it be? It's just a tin shed with an ice machine, right?
I don't know. The generated image is nice.
It looks good.
Yeah.
They probably need a bit of insulation as well to stop all the cold getting out. Because it'll be huge. Well, good stuff for us. Like you said, 2 hours away, roughly. That's about as close as you get, especially if we get a fast rail, zip down there for the afternoon.
Get on it, please.
It's basically a local story at this point.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
And we're almost done for the day and the week, Ari.
Yeah.
It's been a really fun week.
It has.
Weekend's almost here. I've got a few things on. I've got a barbecue on tomorrow.
Nice.
And also I'm getting to hopefully meet my mum's new puppy that she's picking up.
This is so exciting.
Tomorrow morning she'll be picking it up. I forget. Somewhere around Newcastle, actually.
Nice.
And, yeah, so we've got... It looks so cute in the pictures. I can't wait.
Oh,
puppies
love that
are adorable. Yeah. We also need to award a prize too, Ari.
Yes, that's right. So Michelle in Raymond Terrace is going to be walking away with two tickets, rather, to the Gold Lounge.
No, you're talking about the show tickets,
oh,
of course.
Whoops, my bad.
Yeah. The Newcastle show, which we've got so many of these family passes all this week.
Yeah, all throughout the day as well,
yeah, that's
I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
So make sure, if you're wanting still to win them, keep listening. There's more all through until Joel with your Live and Local Drive Home.
Now, that's coming up next week.
It's very, very soon. Mm-hmm. So earlier in the show, we talked to Michelle about when your, I guess, partner doesn't want to dress up as fancy as you. Here's what she had to say.
It's my husband. His idea of dressing up is rugby shorts and t-shirts with holes in it.
Are they at least the good rugby shorts, his best ones, or?
Oh, the night shorts.
Yeah, okay, that's all right, that passes. Yeah.
My daughter's getting married in the middle of the year, and he can't understand why he's got to wear a suit.
He just wants to show up in his rugby shorts.
He doesn't even understand why I've got to buy a new dress.
Oh, God.
Why?
It's your own flesh and blood's wedding, right?
You know what? I think I know why he's always wearing those shorts.
What is
that? Have you seen rugby league shorts? It shows off the booty.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He does have a good set of pins.
It's where you know, true love right there, isn't it? So well done to Michelle from Raymond Terrace, our latest local winner here at New FM.
Maybe she could take her husband and show off the pins at the show.
Well, that is a possibility. I don't know if there's a best pins competition, but maybe there should be.
There should be.
They've got everything else, you know, so it could be good. They could have it in New FM Sideshow Alley.
Oh, my God. Now, that is a competition I would judge.
Hey, we could sort that out, I feel like.
I'm sure we could.
Ari doing the best fins competition sounds great.
Yes.
Have a lovely weekend, everyone. Enjoy our beautiful city. Sunday's the good weather. Mm. Nice and sunny all day. Tomorrow, a few showers around, but don't worry about it. We'll catch you on Monday. See you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.